The Landing Strip is the 327th edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Hector.
No, you're not Hector. You're Chris. Oh, look at you. Pinky's out and everything.
That's there none of my business.
None of your business.
Mm.
Yeah. What's up, man? Back in the saddle. Welcome back.
Feels good, man.
Yes, it feels real good.
That was weird. 2 weeks of not being on this podcast, and I watched a shit ton of wrestling, and I couldn't do anything about it.
Hector commented, damn, Hector got fat. And Blanca's in here as well, says Hector and I are sitting in the bar listening.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Well, cheers.
They apparently put us up on the TV in the bar now.
No way.
I'm not.
I dare you to take a picture of us on the telly in the bar if you are that popular at that bar.
We'll see what it is.
I've made things just to put things in perspective. I've made things happen at Neil's bar.
Oh, yeah.
I've had wrestling put on Neil's bar.
That's true. But I mean, are we in a bar where they can actually take pictures? Like, is this one of those kind of bars where, you know,
unless they're at Marfa Less. If they're Marfa Less, then there's no cameras involved. You just run what you brung.
Go home,
tell them what you sung. So
I don't even want to know, but.
That's
anyway.
What all the couches and the curtains are for, so you can, what? You know. You never heard of Marfa Less?
I've never heard of this.
It's right. It's like a block over from the old River Oaks Theater.
Oh, okay.
It's a couples bar. So the second floor, there's a lot of couches, and you can.
Well,
Google it.
You can tell me about it later. Randy, are you watching yet?
B-roll, baby. Drinks are hell expensive, but it's worth it.
Well, I guess. Nobody said
so we're here to talk about wrestling, right? Not even 2 minutes. Goddamn, my third leg's up.
Chris, notes. What do we got? What are we talking about today? What are we talking about?
There's a little bit of everything, but let's get the obvious out of the way.
Okay.
Nobody cares about Asuka. What in the bluest of blue hells is going on with the women's division on the telly?
Okay. I get the knee-jerk reaction. I get the what the fuck? Why are we fucking over Asuka? What the hell? I understand. However, I kind of have a little bit of mixed feelings about this because this could be a good thing overall.
Overall,
this could be a good thing.
Where do you see this going then? They're so optimistic.
I see that maybe this is going, maybe. Charlotte's not going to be in the main event now. Charlotte has the blue belt, and maybe Asuka somehow gets a rematch, and we get what we said we wanted to get months ago, which was for the red belt, Ronda and Becky, for the blue belt, a rematch of last year's WrestleMania.
Hate to bust your bubble. That I already announced. It's not going to happen.
How it was already announced.
WWE.com already announced.
What did they say?
It's still a triple threat. Charlotte's belt is not on the line. Only Rousey's belt is still on the line.
What?
So
why?
It's still a triple threat match.
What? When did they say this?
Yesterday, man.
Yeah. Like during SmackDown?
After.
Oh.
After.
That's why I went to sleep.
And we're still getting the same shit. Well, rumor has it they wanted to cut down on matches. So fuck it. Let's just give the SmackDown title to Charlotte.
Hector says, "Did y'all see the picture I sent y'all?" That was my thought. But okay, I don't know. Did you look at the picture he sent? Do you know?
Yeah, but
about?
All the women had clothes on them, so I didn't really.
Wait, what? What?
The only saving
Hector sent a photo. Okay,
the saving grace so far is that it's already been official. We are having the women close the show. They're
which
ending
is good.
The show.
That's cool.
It's been well deserved, regardless of how I feel the storyline right now. That's deserved of them, and I'm happy for them as individuals, as women, as a cohesive unit, as far as the division in wrestling that is trying to make itself as relevant as possible compared to the men. I have less. I have negative fucks to give about everything going on with the women right now. None.
In general?
In general. So SmackDown's division is obviously a joke because they couldn't find a contender worthy enough for Asuka. So they just let Asuka drop the belt.
Let's put the brakes there. I think I know what happened here. And Porsche was talking about this yesterday when it was
going already out. Lost me at Porsche.
Well, yeah. What was supposed to have happened was that Asuka versus Ember. That's what was supposed to happen, but Ember got herself injured.
Yeah.
So that's why it threw a monkey wrench in all the plans here. Now, what you're saying that they said, that WWE.com said right after SmackDown, well, that kind of burst my bubble, because my bubble was, okay, that means Charlotte and Asuka have friction again, and she can't have a belt and be in this other main event at the same time. It would just be stupid. So, yeah.
Do you add Asuka to the match and make it a four-way?
Ooh. No.
Remember, last year,
at this point,
Royal Rumble, it was Bliss was in the ring, but it was Asuka, Charlotte, Charlotte being the SmackDown champ, Bliss being the Raw champ, Asuka being the Royal Rumble winner, and Rousey showing up in the very beginning.
Robert Medlin, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
You wouldn't throw Asuka in this.
I wouldn't throw Asuka in this because. Well, again, you fucking burst my bubble saying that this triple threat's still going to happen and the blue belt has absolutely nothing to do with it, which means this makes even less sense because I was optimistic saying, well, hey, they have this loose end that they have to tie and they could tie it by, you know, just saying, hey, here's another title that you won. Why are you competing for the other one? So y'all have your own thing and then that's it. But, man, I don't know. If the triple threat's still going to happen, this kind of doesn't really make sense. And I'm again, back to knee-jerk reaction, being upset. What the fuck are you doing to Asuka? You know? And also, like, because I finally saw the picture Hector sent me, which is RIP the rest of the SmackDown Women's Division. Like, what the fuck?
None of them
could have been a contender. Fuck, they were supposed to have a fatal four-way to determine the new number one contender. And then here's another hypocritical thing with just the booking, the kayfabe. Okay, I get it. She's the daughter of the dirtiest player in the game. All right, sure, whatever. But you've had 2 weeks, 3 weeks of bullshit that Kofi and the New Day have to go through just to get a title shot. And then, whoopsies, out of nowhere, Charlotte has a title shot for no reason. Like, what the fuck? Why are we passing out title shots to Charlotte and not to Kofi? Without any explanation as to how Charlotte got hers and why. Like, if it was McMahon being a douche, tell that story. Show the New Day backstage with Vince, pleading with Vince their case, and then Charlotte comes in. Hey, can I get a shot against Asuka? I got something to prove tonight. Sure. Anyway, fuck you, Kofi. Like, that should have happened. Like, if you were trying to really literally do that, drive that point home, but you weren't driving the point home, and it just shows laziness and oversight and hypocritical writing, not necessarily hypocritical characters in your story. So, gosh, it doesn't make sense. Now, here's another side of why I have mixed feelings about this. Look which women have belts right now.
Mm-hmm. Ronda and Charlotte.
Ronda, right? Charlotte. Okay.
And the other two horsewomen.
Yeah. So if you take the belt off of Ronda, and if Becky wins this, all four of the horsewomen of professional wrestling have the belts. Mm-hmm. That's interesting, especially considering. Oh, wait, you're looking at your watch there?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I was like, you don't have a watch. I thought you were about to say something. No, but considering that you have the opportunity to have all four horsewomen of wrestling having the belts at the expense of Ronda, who has recently turned heel, who, you know, Shayna could be ready. I don't know about the other two, but maybe we're getting a little bit closer to four horsewomen of MMA versus four horsewomen in wrestling. Maybe
this whole build-up to the WrestleMania match feels like a broken condom on the first date. So, like, the next couple of months are weird until the period comes, you know. So I really don't even care about a four horsewomen versus four horsewomen match right now, because they've already started this on such a wrong foot that I have such a bad taste in my mouth that I'm drinking alcohol.
Okay,
so Unless you got anything else to say about the Raw side or even the SmackDown side of the women.
Hector brings up a good point in the live chat. He says, I have Charlotte turning on Becky on the Raw after Becky taunts her.
You mean SmackDown after. Remember, they're both SmackDown women fighting for a Raw title.
Well, yeah, but no. I think it's on Raw. They're having this tag team match where it's...
Oh, against the Riot Squad. And the three more women no one gives a fuck about.
Right, but if they, like, fuck each other up or something like that, that's the stipulation. They fuck each other up, they're out of the match. Well, that's how Charlotte gets out of the match.
Man, you're being too optimistic.
Well, I'm saying that's what Hector's saying.
Oh, Hector... Man, he's still riding on the high of being on the show last couple of weeks. Let's bring him back down a little.
Robert says otherwise she's getting thrown into the battle royal and probably not even winning. Wait, who are you talking about, Asuka? That being said, this has been he does say that being said, overall this has been a piss awful buildup for the entire card. The entire card. Holy shit!
You spoke on it, Trez. Let's jump over to that. A beautiful afternoon.
Yes. Was it beautiful? What did Dean Bryce say?
I don't know. You're the one that wanted to title the show that, so go for it.
Oh, God. I think the way you feel about the women is how I feel about Kofi Mania.
Oh!
I'm still more optimistic.
Racist!
I'm more optimistic. Racist! I'm more optimistic about the women, but you're like, bleh. And I'm like... I don't give a fuck about any of this bullshit for Kofi.
Where's the snag?
Even kayfabe wise, it doesn't make sense. For Vince to turn to Kofi, say, you had your shot, so I'm going to give these two a shot. And if these two win, you go to Mania. What? Wait. What? Huh? Like, that doesn't make any type of sense. And I'm happy, quote unquote, or at least I should be happy, that the New Day won, but the New Day basically won a match for another guy to get a world title match. And it, like, I don't know, man.
Can I help you out?
Yeah. Daniel, what's up, man? I haven't seen you in the live chat in a while. Welcome.
Which one?
Price.
Price. I remembered you. The New Day are a cohesive unit.
Okay.
Three legs of the tripod. When one leg falls, the whole thing comes apart.
Yeah, okay.
This feels less of the New Day as a team and more like WrestleMania 19, where black people aren't good enough to beat Triple H. To that point, my segment of the week was something that I was projecting as the gauntlet match went on.
Okay.
Was when the Bar lost and they started beating the shit out of the New Day, and then the Usos come out, and I'm thinking, man, the Usos, man, this ain't fucking Django Unchained where the white man tells the black people what to do. And Usos straight up say, you know what? This is bigger than you. This is bigger than me. Fuck it. We forfeit. That hit home, dude. If you're looking at the subtext underneath the surface, if you're starting to scratch some bedrock, and the fact that the Usos, another colored team, defending said colored team at the against the white man, say, you know, fuck this shit. I'm not playing this game. We out. Next week on SmackDown, Usos against 15 tag teams. WrestleMania, because everybody needs to get a payday. But that's how we get the Usos a match. Because, again, you're either with the McMahons, or it's obvious.
Don't cross the boss.
Or you're against the McMahons. And the Usos, just by helping out people they respected, not they like. They don't go out drinking and starting fights and getting arrested.
They
respect them. And out of respect to their enemy is my friend. Yeah, they're rivals. Now they're becoming enemies of the McMahons.
Right.
If they tell that story, like they planted the seed, if now they got to water it, they got to give it some light, they got to give it some air.
Yeah.
You know, but I love that.
I, as much as I like what you're saying,
and even put the other two members of the New Day in that match.
as much as I like what you're saying, I kind of saw that coming a little bit in the actual gauntlet. The minute I heard the Usos, finger poke of doom. But they're well, it's not going to be finger poked. They're going to get themselves intentionally counted out. Well, they forfeit. So all right, but yeah, like they ain't going to fight them. So I kind of saw it coming.
The reason I didn't is this is another one of those years where WWE booking is so short-sighted that it wouldn't have surprised me if they kept going and made the Usos just wrestle the New Day just because the Usos have that much pride in being champs that they're going to just walk out of a match, you know?
Yeah.
It took two weeks before Mania to get this match.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go. Maybe I would feel better.
If this was a month ago.
If this story was a month or 2 months ago. If this story was prolonged out a little bit more. If the tag team gauntlet match happened before the one-on-one gauntlet match. Mm-hmm. If the tag team gauntlet match had Big E and Kofi instead of Xavier and Big E. Which, by the way, one thing I did like. Holy fuck, was Xavier holding his own in that promo in those segments? Because, like, when it comes to the New Day doing their three-person shtick, the funny stuff, they all kind of, like, share the mic. But this was, like, serious. We're going to drop some truth bombs on you. And it was all focused on the eloquence of Xavier. And Xavier pretty much, like, said stuff that you would normally see in, like, these type of tropes where we're, like, we're going to hold the show hostage, but he said it in a way that was still respectable. So it wasn't like, oh, this heel ass Batista is going to hijack the show. Fuck, you know, from whatever, 5 years ago, whenever he did that.
Yeah.
But like, no, he was like, we need to talk to you. You're going to come out. And if you don't, well, we're just going to stay here until you do. Like he was like straight up, like dead 100% serious, but he wasn't a douche about it. Like, He was kind of like how everybody, like us regular folk, us working men that are working like customer servicey jobs can be kind yet firm. You know, that's kind of like how he was. I was like, I'm so relating to you because you could see underneath the surface. He was like, bitch, motherfucker, you better not do my boy Kofi this way or you a whole ass bitch. But he didn't say that. He said it in his nice. Yes,
man, I understand you're disgruntled. I understand you're upset. Just have a seat and have somebody speak to you. Just be calm forever. Otherwise, we're going to have to break your fucking face.
Something like that. Something along those lines. So I really liked that promo. That was a good promo for him.
You know what should have started a couple of months ago?
What?
The Angle Farewell Tour.
Okay.
It's like they're cramming fucking shampoo and conditioner into one bottle. You could only fit one into one bottle.
Right.
You know? So we've had, what, Kurt Angle against
Apollo?
Apollo.
Elias?
No. Apollo.
What was the second one?
Short guy, suspenders, used to wrestle. Glorious Gable. So Apollo, Gable, and then we had Samoa Joe, then AJ Styles, then fucking Daniel Bryan, and then Rey Mysterio, and then The Undertaker, and then John Cena, and then the main event at WrestleMania is going to be the Dumpster Fire. Man, that match against Angle, I was looking forward to it like for hours as soon as I heard it was announced.
Yeah.
Because it was announced that day. God, that was bad. And it was long. And so WWE learned their lesson, and they cut the AJ Styles match to like two moves.
Yeah.
And then out came Orton.
Yeah.
That was bad. And Joe's supposed to wrestle Rey Mysterio next week.
Yeah.
And somebody else?
Joe Angle wasn't that good.
The only thing I liked was the nod to the beginning of their rivalry where when Kurt Angle first debuted in TNA,
fucking Hector got a picture of us up on the TV at the bar.
Oh, shit. Wow. All right.
Oh, shout out to whatever this bar is.
So I guess
what's the name of this bar?
Did that earn Hector the fourth seat next week WrestleMania?
Well, I don't know. Easy, big fella. No. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what we can do.
God, sure, why not? Damn.
Sure, why not?
So the ode to the TNA rivalry when Angle first debuted and got in Joe's face and he headbutted Joe and busted
it. Yeah, that was cool.
And then seeing it in this match where Joe ran down Angle in that promo and then got in the ring and he gave him the headbutt to start the match. I was like, I see what
Bench
you did there.
Benchwarmers is the name of the bar.
All right. I see what you did there.
Shout out to Benchwarmers Bar.
We're going to get a sponsorship with them.
I know.
Hey, I drink.
Yeah. That's not one of their drinks, though.
We'll make that happen. I'll show them how to make it.
Or you can just drink one of their fucking drinks. Oh, God.
Kurt Angle farewell tour.
Kurt Angle farewell tour. The match with Joe wasn't good. The seven other matches in TNA were
a lot better.
A lot better. Like, the first was good. The second, third one were really good. The fourth, fifth, this one. Oh, Lord. Robert Reyes says, dude, Angle barely got Randy up for the Angle Slam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Tango said something here that I wanted to go back towards, but I'm not sure. There it is. Is Abel going to get the sads when Woods and Big E swerve Kofi and screw him? That better not happen. I'm not going to get the sads. I'm going to get the angry.
The mads.
I'm going to get the mads because that's not what I want from the New Day. Not like.
It's not in them.
Everybody fucking does that in wrestling. Everybody does that.
Wasn't there 1 year? The year that that Kevin Owens turned on Jericho, wasn't that the year that like eight different teams broke up because they turned on one another?
Yeah, like everybody turned on each other. It's like, oh man.
At the end of the year, they're going to be top 10 tag team turns. Like,
And it's all like from the last 6 months. Yeah, you know, like I need that to not happen with the New Day because if anybody has a story that could or a character that could support the story of them splitting without animosity, it's them. Seize that fucking opportunity to break away from the tired old wrestling tropes.
Man, let's take a break from the main roster. Okay. Kind of, sort of.
Hold on. I can see Cena attacking Corbin and replacing him for Mania. I'd much rather see Cena versus Angle. Much rather. Full circle. Cena versus Angle. Full circle.
Match of the week. Pick.
Pick.
Fatal 5-Way. Oh. NXT. America.
I agree. That's my match.
Adam Cole. Ricochet. Aleister Black. Matt Riddle. Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
For the vacant spot against Johnny Gargano at TakeOver New York. Two out of three falls. And god damn, that was a fun train wreck.
It was a very fun pinball train wreck counter submission stuff. Like, it was nearly flawless except for two near botches that I saw Matt Riddle do. One, he tried to like take a swing at Adam Cole while they were kind of like, it was him, Adam Cole, and
Velveteen
while they were all sitting in the middle of the ring. One hit one, the other hit the other, and, and like he went like that. And I don't know if it was Matt's fault or if it was
the angle.
Adam Cole's fault. Because like I don't know if Matt just swung prematurely because Adam Cole was already swinging to get the other, so he just like whiffed. Like I was like, oh, that sucks. And then there was another one where he was trying to counter, was it Velveteen? He was trying to get him basically into the bro mission stand-up position, and he like dropped him. I'm like, oh, that's unfortunate.
I could see what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been good. Yeah. But other than those two nits to pick, holy fuck, that match was badass. The spike Hurricane Rana DDT that Ricochet did on Adam Cole, beautiful. The outside from the top flip to all the people on the outside over by the apron. Beautiful stuff there towards the end of the match. I love the way that Adam Cole won the match, too, because he's a heel. He got snuck in there and stole a victory.
There's two things that came out of that match for me. Number one.
Sonata. Why are we talking about Sonata?
Number one, Adam Cole's ready.
Okay.
Not so much to be on the main roster. I think he's ready to be the next Ciampa, Gargano, Aleister, Ricochet, Shinsuke, Joe, McIntyre, Rude. You know, there's always that headliner that carries the brand, whether you're a bad guy or a good guy, when you're feuding for the main spot, the main title, that feud, that rivalry that lasts two to three takeovers, about 6 or 7 months, where you're like the flag waver of that flag carrier for the brand. I think Adam Cole's been ready, and I think TakeOver at Adam Cole's time is coming.
Okay.
And number two.
Not Gargano.
I think Gargano's been in the oven too long.
Okay.
And number two, goddamn, for the love of God, somewhere, somehow, not on the main roster because they're not going to do it right, but please give me Aleister versus Riddle.
Okay.
That pure fight striking that they were both doing to each other,
Oh, when he tried to do that sweep the leg thing on him and blocked, countered. And then they had another exchange where they were doing all kinds of like counters for strikes. And then they both wound up doing crescent kicks to the head. And they both just like fell out. And then
Riddle's legs stayed up like he had leg cramp. Like, it's all yours.
Like that meme of the cat that's just like, look at my foot. Yeah.
That was nice though, yeah.
I don't know if that got caught up on camera. I want to see if my foot got on camera to do that.
Because I kind of heard I stretched my hammy there for that stunt.
Stretch now.
So I did. It caught it.
Stretch now so you'll be ready tonight.
Ooh.
So we missed it. Well, it aired tonight before we went on the air. The new.
Hold on. Oh, Lord. I don't know how Daniel Price started talking about Sonata, but he's talking about Sonata. He says, didn't even see it, but Sonata being in New Japan Cup Finals versus Okada, about time the kid got some shine. And then I muttered to myself, why is this kid talking about Sonata? Yeah. And then he says this, don't ask why I speak about Sonata, or else the remainder of Kai and Tai will chop you off with your pee-pee. So, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Tonight, the winners of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic,
Daddy, baby.
Blackashay!
Right.
Aleister Black and Ricochet beat the Forgotten Sons in the finals.
Oh, well, thanks for a spoiler,
yeah.
Dick.
Yeah, well, they know it.
Okay.
So that means Friday before WrestleMania, War Machine defend the NXT tag titles. You remember War Machine? Because we haven't seen them in weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
War Machine against Blackashay.
What? Why is that Friday, not Saturday?
Because Saturday is G1 Supercard. Those tickets went on sale months before they announced the dates for TakeOver. So they swapped the days. The Hall of Fame's on Saturday. TakeOver's on Friday.
TakeOver's on Friday?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Well, I better ask for time off from work on that day. Like, what time does it start? Like 5?
No. 7? 8 o'clock New York time?
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right.
You'll live. Yeah. Next year will be even better because Friday is going to be SmackDown. Saturday is going to be TakeOver. Sunday is going to be WrestleMania. And then Monday is going to be Raw. Because SmackDown's on Friday nights starting October.
Okay.
So, yeah, TakeOver on Friday. And then possibly at WrestleMania Sunday, Blackashay against Revival for the Raw titles. Too much too fast in the relationship. Blackashay, Dusty Winners. NXT tag title shots and possibly Raw tag title shots in a week for two guys that 6 months ago we would have never, ever pictured as a team.
Again, man, I really like fresh-made cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving, and I really like stuffing, handmade stuffing on Thanksgiving. I just don't want them touching on my plate. You know, like the turkey and the turkey
is the wall that divides.
The turkey and the stuffing, that could touch. That could touch. The mashed potatoes and the stuffing, that could touch. But the cranberries, put that on a fucking separate plate. Like, I don't, like, this just, they don't. I love them both. I just don't want them together. I just know. Food separation. Yes, thank you, Hector. Food separation.
Let's quell the Japanese talk real quick.
All right.
They mentioned it earlier. Sonata was in the finals against Kazuchika Okada. Unfortunately, Okada beat Sonata. So Okada will main event.
Oh, now you're talking about Sonata. Why the fuck are we talking about Sonata?
Because they mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
So Okada versus Jay White, main eventing G1 Supercard, Madison Square Garden, the night before WrestleMania.
Cool.
Yeah. Among other things. There's some pretty good matches going on, but we'll talk about that next week because next week our predictions show not one, not two, but three different shows we'll be predicting. TakeOver Supercard, TakeOver Supercard, and the 5 Manias in one night. Because they're still on pace for 16 matches.
Son of a bitch.
They went from 17 to 16 because now both women's titles are going to be in the main event.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. So let's see. We got that out of the way. Let's get back to some of the main roster stuff.
Daniel says, I Japanese Jedi mind tricked you.
What did you think of Monday's episode of Sunday Night Live?
Do we have to talk about it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Anything redeeming?
No.
None?
No.
Really?
Well, no, there is something redeeming.
There we go.
The chemistry between Braun and Alexa. That's it. I want to see more Braun and Alexa.
Who doesn't? I do on Brazzers.
I mean, I'd watch it.
For as
blue collar. Don't talk about Jay White, Hector. Fuck Jay White.
Blue collar guys in the business. I can understand why Vince would have a hard on for having SNL promote WrestleMania.
SNL is calling. Come on, man. Dude, like, so not even. It's like not, SNL's not SNL anymore.
I will say, Colin Jost brought some funnies.
Yeah.
These two aren't guys that they just brought from the street to promote. They actually watch wrestling. You can tell they like wrestling. This ain't Summerfest.
I don't know. The white one doesn't seem like he knows what he's talking about. I don't know.
But that being said, God, I hope everyone pulls a Muhammad Hassan and just throws these two guys out of the Battle Royal first before anything.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't even want him to be in a Battle Royal. Like, I don't care.
Do you care about Finn finally being in?
No.
Would you be upset if Finn breaks out the demon to beat Lashley at Mania?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Why Lashley? Exactly. Of all the fucking times that you could have done it, now you do it in a feud that nobody gives a fucking flying fuck about? Like, I don't care if you win this or not. Like, this is kind of inconsequential at this point. And, oh, now you're going to bust out the demon? Yeah, but get away! Like, yeah, but get.
Oh, my God. That's it for the main roster stuff. That was pretty quick.
Braun is blaming his injury for his stalled push this year. Okay. Sure. Daniel says, nope, don't care. Not even if it's the demon. Yep.
Enough of Jay White and Okada. Can we get to the Mexican talk?
Sure.
Can we talk some raza? Okay, Lucha Underground!
Wait, why the fuck are we talking about Lucha Underground right now?
You remember that thing that happened with the people and the dude and the thing and the group and the thing?
That yeah. Sounds like Lucha Underground.
Exactly!
Yeah, the thing.
That was a lawsuit between several wrestlers and Lucha Underground not getting paid fairly.
Okay, right.
While they settled, five wrestlers were granted immediate release from Lucha Underground. That would be Cobra Moon, Tejano, Joey Ryan, Eva Lis, and Hijo de Fantasma, also known as King Cuerno.
Oh, that sucks.
So those five, and right off the bat, you already answered the question I was going to ask, was which one would you miss? King Cuerno, I mean, that's a King Cuerno's King Cuerno, a character that was made from the ground up on that show.
Or Eva Lis.
Eva Lis for the emotional attachment, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that's the same Eva Lis from fucking Tough Enough and Indies.
Well, but she was Lucha Underground to the core.
Yeah,
you know, she was one of the OGs, and there was a lot of storylines surrounding her. And one of the big things that made Lucha Underground is, oh yeah, the men would get in there and fight with the women, and like we can't point to Sexy Star for that, you know,
because
Sexy Star fucked up herself,
yeah.
And we can't really point to Cobra Moon, but I'm not going to miss Cobra Moon because she was just there for, you know, a little bit. But Evie, aww,
yeah.
Oh, so where are they stuck with? Brenda? I mean, Brenda's a nice character, but she's not a badass. Like
the butterflies?
Oh, Mariposa.
Mariposa, yeah.
Cheerleader Melissa.
Yeah. Lucha lost those wrestlers. Triple A gained a wrestler.
How?
They signed Cain Velasquez, former UFC heavyweight champion.
Yes.
Recently training at the WWE Performance Center.
Yeah.
He will debut Triple Mania.
Cool. All right. I'm interested to see what Mexican Lesnar does.
Mexner. We tried. That was horrible.
That was bad. I mean, because we got Bobby Lashley, who's Blashley, you know. Black Lashley, you know, or Black Lesnar. Blessler? Blackluster?
Just stop.
You know,
we did all the racist stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Show. Oh, Mariposa is released too. Really, Hector? Oh, okay.
Can I petition for Jason Momoa to spear him with a trident in protest? Wait, spear who? Who are we talking about? Oh, because she was saying, Porsche was saying, I checked the SNL host schedule. Dragon Lady is the week of WrestleMania. Who's Dragon Lady? Dragonus Tekka Jr.? What? Okay, Dragon Lady. Expect Roman Reigns to be Drago. What? What? How's Roman Reigns going to be Drago? What? All right, whatever. Just call him Bork Laser. Bork Laser's handler? Okay. Whatever.
NXT UK.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the Brits today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pete Dunne wants Walter.
Okay.
And that match is happening at NXT TakeOver New York. WrestleMania weekend. Pete Dunne and Walter.
All right. I'm cool. Jeez. I'm cool with that.
I'm fucking ready, man.
Yeah. Is Pete Dunne still the champ?
Yeah.
Okay.
518,000 day reign or whatever of him holding the belt. He had an awesome tag match. I want to say it was last week. It was Dunne and Walter teaming up against the Coffee Brothers, Joe and Mark Coffee, main eventing NXT UK. And that was fucking – that was a barn burner match. It was fucking good. Another team, they're trying to build up the tag team division. I don't know if we mentioned this before. There's two characters on NXT UK. One is called the Wild Boar.
Okay.
Where he has a coat with all these like horns that come out like a wild pig's
or wild a boar. British King Querno.
Yeah. There you
go. Gotcha.
And then there's another guy called the Primate where he has a gorilla mask and he does a lot of gorilla mannerisms while he's wrestling.
Okay.
So they're a team now. They're called the Hunt.
Okay.
And they're fucking good, dude.
Okay.
First impression,
okay.
They won me over. I didn't get to write down the other team they wrestled, but it's a pair of pretty boys that are synced up together in a lot of their moves. That was their second match as a team. And they were pretty good, too.
Okay.
So I was digging what NXT UK had. The main event was Tyler Bate against somebody, one half of the NXT tag champs. But I'm just cramming a lot of wrestling, you know, same old story.
Okay.
But we got NXT, NXT UK, New Japan, AAA, Lucha, Raw, and SmackDown covered tonight for the most part.
Son
That's
of a
it.
Bitch.
40 minutes is all it took. 40, Hector. 40. Not, you want to talk about that? 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 I was trying to give him a hard time.
I feel like we didn't talk about everything. But then SmackDown, half of the episode was
the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Are we going to pour some out for the Good Brothers that wrestled a total of 45 seconds in that tag match?
Poor Good Brothers. God damn it.
Where do you want to see them go? AEW or New Japan?
I want to see them go back to Southpaw. Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
Damn. Eight. Woo! Eight promotions we talked about today. Southpaw. Wow. Okay.
I guess AEW would be a nice change of scenery for them because they already did the Japan thing, yeah. Which, I mean, it's cool if they'll go back there. I'm not going to be upset. But
if the Bucks are considered heavyweight tags, yeah. Young Bucks against the Good Brothers would be good.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Dot club.
Roman accepted McIntyre's challenge. Ambrose, are we still doing something with Ambrose?
Bitch. Blanca says, that just means that you're not being detailed or covering all the material.
Man, half the shit we don't want to cover.
How do we mean half the shit we don't want to cover? We talked about 9 fucking promotions. You just counted.
Tell her. We just talked about 9 promotions. Tell her. Hey, equal rights, equal fights. So not just because she's a woman, I'm going to fuck. Bitch her out.
I'm bitching you out. I'm taking her side.
So you want to talk about Roman and Drew?
No.
No. You want to talk about Natty and Sasha?
No. Well, hold on.
Do you want to talk about Nia and Tamina?
No, but I want to talk a little bit about
Beth.
I want to talk about Beth. Beth Phoenix. No? It's not doing anything for you? No? Nothing? What about the annoying ass?
Beth and Natalya against the Wild Samoans as a tag match on its own would be compelling to watch because that's where the story's at.
Okay.
They're just shoehorning themselves into a tag title match that they really don't have any business in.
Okay. What about the Iconics?
I want the girls to drop the belts to the Iconics. The Iconics really? Are the team. They should have left the chamber with the belt.
So since now we have 16 matches instead of 17, do you want to split this?
Fuck yeah, dude. Hey, something has to go on the pre-show. So you put the Wasamoans against Natty and Woman Edge on there.
Woman Edge. God damn it, Chris. Woman Edge. Fucking hell.
There you go. Because right now, any match that isn't a title or a stipulation is going on the pre-show. No, I take that back. Titles are going to go on the pre-show anyway. Right now, I'm predicting Rey Mysterio, Samoa Joe, and the paperweights.
Daniel Price says, someone teach Vince geography. Tamina's Fijian. Fijian. Fijian?
No wonder. She looks like a bottle of Fiji water every time she walks out that goddamn ring. No.
She looks clear, delicious, and refreshing?
No, she looks square.
Oh. Better than this shit.
Says the guy that didn't pay for shit.
That's true. No women's battle royal this year. Okay, good.
Yet.
Yeah.
Now, trust me. All the women organizations are going to be up in arms. We already got a Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. If the women aren't getting their Battle Royal, people are going to be pissed. We're getting one.
No, nobody's going to get pissed.
6 hours build, we're getting a women's Battle Royal.
No, nobody's going to be pissed if there's not one of those. Nobody's going to be pissed. The same way how if they drop the
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, ladies, they're not going to be pissed. In the chat room, are you going to be pissed if there is not a women's Battle Royal, yet there is a men's Battle Royal at this year's WrestleMania? Tell him. Let him know.
Robert Menlin goes, blue and expensive? For the Fiji water comment?
Is there one match right now, a week and a half away from WrestleMania, that you absolutely do not give a flying fuck about? More than any of the others, because there's several, I bet.
What's the card? I kind of give a little bit of a fuck about Batista Triple H. I don't give any fucks about Lashley and Finn. I don't give – right now, I currently don't give a fuck about Corbin. I don't give a fuck about the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Blanca says yes. Yes, you're pissed if there's not a women's Battle Royal? Okay.
2019, man.
I guess so. But it's not – like I wouldn't lose any goddamn tears or sleep or anything if we lost the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Like,
yeah, Andre's already dead.
Like, oh god. Yeah, Hector, or excuse me, Robert says Angle versus Kirk Kerbin.
Kirk Kerbin.
I wouldn't care about unless it was Cena. Yeah.
Well, help us out here because we still have like we've only done 45 minutes. Tell me a dark horse match that you're looking forward to, because I got one that crept up on me while I was watching. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we're going to talk about a ninth fucking program, another roster?
10th.
Dude, the promo on 205 Live with Buddy Murphy in the NXT, in the Performance Center, talking crap while people in the back are going in, ACH. Fucking Scrap Iron Pierce, fucking Norman Smiley, and then in the back, right as that promo ended, Tony Nese. I'm guessing they're turning Tony Nese not so much a babyface, but like an anti. But it's coming across, man. I'm digging Nese, and he's not walking out counting his abs. He's ready to like beat the fuck, dude. And they've established that there was some respect in the beginning when Buddy Murphy was crawling up to the title rank. With Buddy Murphy and Tony Nese, so they're playing off that you know he pretty like fucking Buddy Murphy was like, dude, Tony Nese is the blueprint for what a cruiserweight wrestler should be, but I'm a hybrid, which is why even you at your best is nowhere near me at my worst.
Oh god. Okay,
and then he got his fucking ass whooped by Tony Nese into the lockers, like fucking dude. That is a match that. If women are pissed that there's not a women's battle royal, I will be equally pissed if this match is not on the main card. But you know damn well, like every other pay-per-view, this cruiserweight match that has been built up really well, it's going to be on a fucking pre-show. God damn, show that spot. Look at that.
Fucking Porsche. She says, Mojo versus a mirror will be great at me. Mojo versus a mirror. That mirror had it coming, I tell you.
That mirror ain't gonna get over.
Dude, they're gonna put up a graphic of like old school Mortal Kombat, and it'll be mirror match, and it'll have like Mojo and the mirror.
Oh my god.
Blanca says, yes, after what happened to Asuka, they need to find a way to make that meaningful. Have the winner challenge for the title that night. That way they could take Charlotte out.
Oh, man. Wow. That's the second person that's brainwashed with this buttfuckery that they're going to find a way to get Charlotte out of this match.
I want Charlotte out of this goddamn match.
I've wanted Charlotte out of the match from the moment she was put in it. But there's so much crap going on now that if they were to wait until the night of WrestleMania to give me Becky versus Ronda one-on-one, it's too late. They didn't get my money. I'm already going to be back at home. And if it's the last match of the night, I'm sleeping early. I'm literally not watching that match. Even if they wind up giving me what I wanted all fucking along. It's like, oh, yeah, here's the pizza you wanted, except it's been upside down in the box for the last hour and a half. Enjoy. No. No. What about you? What's the match that's coming out of nowhere that you want to watch at WrestleMania? Or WrestleMania weekend, if that's too hard for you to come up with.
Well, WrestleMania weekend, I mean, obviously anything from NXT. is it too easy to say Gargano versus Adam Cole? Is that too easy to say?
Yeah, it's too easy.
All right. Whatever else is on the NXT card. Fuck, I don't know. The 205 Live match sounds better. I don't really give a fuck about most anything that's on the main roster except for the women's title match. And that's it. I don't right now, I don't care about the Universal title match.
What about the dude with cancer?
Which dude with cancer?
Roman.
He doesn't have cancer. Not anymore. It went away. He's out there wrestling sans cancer. What the fuck are you talking about, cancer? It's gone.
Okay.
So I don't care about that match.
You care about WWE taking away Mustafa's name?
Yes. The fuck, bitch? Like, he's tried so hard to not be just a fucking stereotype because of his name, to the point that Mustafa Ali has made that more than just a Mustafa. And what do? You fucking take it away and make his name even more generic, so that battle that he's already fought as a character is going to have to get redone fought again. Like,
that hill that he was building up nice and pretty to die on just got taken out from under him flat.
Bullshit.
I spilled.
Have we talked about everything yet?
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Dark Horse NXT Women's Match. Well, yeah, okay.
The four-way. Yeah. Shirai, yeah. And Sane and Bianca Belair.
Blanca Lewis says, Blanca won't even be awake while WrestleMania is on.
Dang, shots fired.
Orton versus AJ. Dark Horse match.
Okay. First time. They wrestled once. On a SmackDown after Mania, or the SmackDown before Mania, when AJ wrestled Shane McMahon, and it was like 4 or 5 minutes, I think.
Yeah. So okay, but that's good. It. But this isn't our prediction show, so we don't need to go line by line.
Well, that was a good little tease, though.
Yeah.
All right. Next week, there will be three.
Three what? Of us?
We will be talking WrestleMania.
Oh.
We will be talking TakeOver Brooklyn 5. Regardless of what they tell you on the television.
Oh, Hector got one that I know that I'm probably going to care a little bit about.
And G1 Supercard.
Yeah. No, this is Robert, not Hector. Robert. Joe and Ray. I might care pre-show. About that.
Pre-show. Bet. I bet you $5 that shit's on a pre-show. I bet you $5 that's the opening match and the arena's half full.
Oh, shit. That was a little too loud. Oops. I think your wall's okay.
It'll live.
Oops. I meant to throw it on the carpet, and I missed. I missed the floor. Chris, I missed the floor.
Diabetes, do it to you. So there will be three shows to predict next week, and there will be at least three of us.
Oh, baby buzzards.
It's been confirmed.
Yeah, JoJo made a
Everybody fucks. Arnold will be back next week.
Allegedly.
Apparently for that one show. But we will have him here at the landing strip. Okay. Yeah. For our
here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And who knows? There might be a fourth. There might even be a fifth.
Oh shit. And we have like 18 hours of wrestling to fucking cover.
In 90 minutes or less.
And each one of us has to get in our fucking little takes.
Some.
God damn it.
We might have a live studio audience like I've always wanted.
A live studio apartment audience.
God damn it. You versus the Bell at Mania. The Bell wins.
That's it.
You leave Dingy out of this.
That's it.
We're done. Adios, my friends. Keep it quiet.
Okay, we're live. It's on there.
We're live?
Yeah.
Oh, we're live, Pat. Why doesn't it show anything? Have the camera on?
Yeah, man.
Is that what it is?
Time for you to share.
Oh, yeah.
So, TKO Punch, Tropical Knockout.
Uh-huh.
So, I get my jigger.
Uh-huh.
And I fill it with 2 shots of coconut rum.
Okay.
2 shots
Malibu?
Of... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
2 shots of vodka.
Uh-huh.
2 shots of cranberry juice.
Oh.
And then I fill up the rest with pineapple orange juice.
I bet if it wasn't for the alcohol, that should be delicious.
You, sir, would be right. But when you're fighting the flu, man, I went through 1 24-pack of bottled water.
Okay.
And 3 bottles of Simply Orange juice.
Nice.
And at some point, that orange juice by itself wasn't cutting it. Vitamin C wasn't enough. I needed some
Lord.
Vitamin vodka and vitamin...
alcohol.
Rum. Yeah, vitamin R and vitamin V.
Vitamin D's nuts.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right, let me see here. Go on to my channel. Try to share this thing. That way people know that we're actually doing it.
Yeah. We'll see how quickly the viewership goes up and goes down when the people realize Hector's not here.
Oh, wah-wah. It's like, oh, Chris again. The fuck?
The other Mexican had better hair.
I think it is kind of weird that ever since Travis, we had nothing but Mexicans on the show. What happened?
I opened the back door. Arriba, vámonos.
Oh. Travis is sitting over there in Laporte like, they tickered you.